Welcome back, guys. Today we have some questions from some of our favorite listeners. So we're super excited to answer those questions. We love getting pop requests and questions. Keeps things exciting. We can't always come up with the most creative topics every single week. So thank you, everyone who does send in topic requests. And Dr. J is going to talk a little bit about how our Snoop Dogg post went viral, too. And so we kind of start off the episode with that. So hope you enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the EJ. We're coming at you today from San Diego. Anyway, Brandon and I are coming from San Diego. And Chelsea's coming to you from Denver. Arvada?
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, say hello to Dr. Brandon and Chelsea for me.
Hello, Dr. Brandon and Chelsea.
Hello, Dr. Brandon.
Nice to see you guys. Nice to be back on the EJ. So, hey, listen, we, as you guys know, we're just discussing as we pour through our page and speak with Sydney, who's our wonderful social media expert. But we had a post that included one Snoop Dogg on it and just kind of covering a video of him. We're going to talk about it here in a second, but man, did that go crazy. And, I think over 4 million views and 160,000 likes. And by the way, who viewed that and didn't like it? That's a bigger challenge, but anyway, we'll talk about it. But screw those people. But anyway, so I want to talk a little bit about what it was. I think it's a cool point that we don't cover enough. And so essentially he's thanking people for, what's become of his career and life and accolades and everything that he's done. But he says something super cool, and you guys know the video, but I want to thank myself for basically busting my ass, getting up early, going through the grind, crying at night, worrying about. So I mean, you can substitute in Snoop Dogg's world is obviously a little different than most of a small business owner's world, but you know what? Like, I mean, it's great to thank God and do so. It's great to thank your mentors. Certainly do so, right? Thank your employees. Thank all of that. But you also have to remember, like, who actually made this shit happen? Who got up every night? Who worried about payroll? Who went in and trained? Who dealt with the quitters? Who dealt with the doubters? That's you, right? And so sometimes you have to give a little self-love, I think. And I think it's cool when someone has the balls to come out and say, like, I want to thank me. I busted my ass and, I'm the one that got that done. And I think it says a lot about him. I think it's something that enough entrepreneurs don't focus on enough. But, I think that listeners could probably benefit from, don't ever lose focus on how much you've done and how far you've come. And by the time you reach your pinnacle and start achieving some goals, make sure you give yourself the credit that you deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was interesting you said that. I didn't know you were talking about this today. I knew about the post, but I didn't know you were talking about it. I played golf with a gentleman over the weekend, and he was sharing his life story with me, and he was talking about literally how he was almost a high school dropout. His father was murdered. His mom passed away. And now he's a very successful businessman into retirement. And kind of the same thing, like just the shit that he went through. You're like, whoa, how did that ever happen? But it was him busting his butt, kind of what you're talking about. And then he said it back to me. He's like, you're an Iowa farm boy. How'd you end up out here in the hills in California at this fancy golf club? And the same thing. He was kind of saying it back to me, like, congrats to you. Kudos to you for busting it hard too. So it's a good point. Well put by Faux Shizzle.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Faux Shizzle.
Yeah. A lot of leaders, I think, always want to give their teams all the credit, which, yeah, it's good to do that as well. But I think it is important to recognize all the hard work you do.
Well, but if we're being honest too, I mean, it's politically correct to thank everybody but yourself. So whether you're winning an Oscar or an Emmy or an entrepreneurial award or a MVP award, like, yes, there's a lot of shoulders you stood on that helped you get that. So when Tom Brady wins Super Bowl VII, there's a lot of people, right? Without his linemen and coaches and different things like that. But at the end of the day, he's the guy that had to show up every day and get shit done. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that had the talent to get that stuff done. So controversial statement here, maybe, but I really think most owners think that. Very few owners say that. And so I think, for someone to have the courage to come out and just say, fuck it, it's me, right? So, I mean, I'm the one that busted ass. Now, he'd be the first to say there's so many producers and different things like that. I'm sure he has a long list of great people that he's teamed up with. But him and other people, pro athlete, professional rapper, producer, or just very successful entrepreneur, I think in their heart of hearts, they know it. They're just scared to say it because it's not politically correct to say, hey, I'm it. Thanks to me. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so today I think were you saying something, Chelsea? I cut you off rudely.
Nope. I just was agreeing. Yeah.
Let's dive in. We have a couple of viewer questions we've promised to get to for a while. So we apologize. It's been a little longer than we thought to get to these. We had other show topics. We still do. There's no end of topics to be successful in business and successful in life. So, but today we promised we would get to a couple of these. So, read off the first statement/question and let's discuss.
Okay, so this one's kind of a two-part question, but what are ways to inspire, motivate your team during the workday? What are some examples you have seen that have worked to do so?
We'll let Dr. B go first.
Sure. What's good? I can drop it. I like to set goals at the beginning, since we're at the beginning of October already, at last quarter of the year. Can you believe that? Holy crap. 22 is winding down, heading towards 23.
Yep.
We start this off literally tomorrow, Black Tuesday. We do these calls every Tuesday with our teams around the country, reviewing the last month, focusing on this one ahead, and obviously into the final quarter. So for me, that's a great way to start the month out, is just laying out some goals, but you got to have them written down. We've talked about this numerous times, how important it is putting pen to paper, laying it out. So everyone knows, where are we going for the month of October? Where are we going to finish out the last quarter of the year? So maybe a simple one, but still one of the most effective ones I've seen is actually putting it down, getting all the team on the same page for stuff. So,
okay.
So to inspire or motivate them, would you just have some sort of like an award or something that they get reward for hitting the goals, or?
Yeah, that's unique too. It's not always monetary. I like to ask the teams kind of what excites them. So I think I've mentioned this maybe, but I used to have a gal that worked in our office in Colorado when we were there, Rebecca and I, that loved Target. And one of the rewards we set was a Target gift card. And I thought it was the dumbest thing ever, but holy crap, did that girl love Target? And she was going to bust her ass to hit whatever goal we could, because she knew there was a big Target gift card coming, so she could go and go bonkers in Target. So as silly as I thought that was, she loved it, and for whatever reason motivated her. But with others, it's a night in the town, it's a shopping spree, or just straight up bonus cash that they like to have a reward. But yeah, you have to have some reward. Along with that, there needed to be some type of punishment, if you will, if the goals wasn't hit. I often talk with doctors a lot about that. Cool to set rewards and goals, hopefully they're hitting them. But if you don't, what was in place to help make sure you hit it next time? Not just be like, oh, darn it, we missed it. But there was some type of actual, maybe punishment's the wrong word, but something that wasn't real comfortable that you had to do if you didn't hit that goal.
Yeah.
You go return all your stuff to Target.
No!
Give me back that gift card. So I think it was a girl who asked this question. And she asked, how do you do it during the workday? So like, that's kind of more big picture, like for the month or the quarter, but how do you like in the middle of the day, just throw down some like really good inspiration or motivation for the team?
I mean, I'm a little different take on this, because I don't view this the way a lot of people do. And I used to. I think it's fun to have different challenges and stuff. In the restaurant world, we would do it. Every shift, we would do it. Sell this appetizer, sell this thing, either way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, people just like to play games by nature. People like to win by nature. So combine those two, and it inspires people, or maybe not inspires, reminds them of shit they should do anyway. You know, I think that, and you guys know, because you work with me. So, I mean, I'm not big on day-to-day challenges. I'm not big on rewarding people for stuff I think they should do anyway. I'm much bigger on people buying into the bigger picture. I want people to buy into their career and moving forward at a level when they do the things that they need to do. Now, I think bonuses and such are in place. I think that people receive bonuses for shit that was actually above and beyond, not for like time spent. You know, I'm not big on everyone just getting a raise because they've been there for a long enough time. If it took 6 months to get it or 9 years, like, it's more based on productivity. It's just how business works, right? And so I think that I struggle with this a little bit. We have a mentality of a younger worker coming in that are like, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And my mentality is like, well, help us grow this. And that's going to be an incredible opportunity for you to go incredible places. And so, you know, I think that a lot of our team loves games. A lot of our team loves day-to-day bonuses, weekly bonuses, monthly bonuses. Cash is king. I think people like to win a little money or a gift card or something like that. So I don't mean to discredit it. But what I do think is that people, they're going to be motivated based upon your vision and your mindset. And when the leader shows up with a shit vision and a shit mindset, it doesn't matter if they get 10 extra bucks for selling whatever blank today. I think that leaders are so easily defeated in business now that they're very high, then they're very low, then they're very high, then they're very low. And I think employees get sick of riding this pendulum with leaders that change based upon what the collections are for the day. And so, you know, your vision is your vision. And you're going to have people that kick you in the shin along the way, and you're going to have people that put you on the shoulders. You have to be inspired by yourself, and you have to inspire the team that comes in, so you guys together can inspire your clients to continue to come, pay, stay, refer, all the things you want to do. So I'm not really big. I know it's a long rant, but not really big on just giving people bonuses for shit they should do anyway. I would rather inspire them and show them what this is going to do for the picture big time. Have I done it? Yes, of course I've done games and bonuses and stuff like that, both in chiropractic and in the restaurant world. So yeah. Chelsea, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I think having like the bigger picture goals and motivation for me helps. Like I like to see the big picture, but then daily I know in different work environments I've been in, it's so nice when someone comes in, and whether it be the leader or other people that I work with that are just excited about what we're doing, you know, and in a good mood, have good energy. Because I feel like, especially from the morning, if you come in and you just like get everyone excited about the day, then everyone's just going to have more fun and do a better job like throughout the whole day, no matter what type of a business it is, you know. So I know a lot of companies do, you know, different types of businesses do meetings in the morning to kind of get the day going. And so just making sure that that's impactful and you're painting the big picture, but also focusing on just today too, what's in front of us.
Well, and I think that, I have so many conversations with people that say, when you're like, okay, well, how, you ask this question, how's your mindset? Like, how are you inspiring the team? What do you do before the mm-hmm. shift starts? And it's like, you know what? I've been down lately and it's just like, well, then how the hell do you expect people to follow you? Like, I get it's tough. I'm not saying you're not going to go through tough times, but I mean, your team is going to follow you based upon how convicted you are. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always mean you're jovial and positive. It just doesn't mean you panic and have a mood swing. And so like, I don't expect everyone to be always in a positive mood. You know, we have shit that we go through. Sometimes it may affect it. Now it doesn't affect how I work. It doesn't affect my mindset. I came in to work this morning pissed off. There's a lot of things that we need to work on to continue to improve, right? To master. Doesn't mean my vision took a hit. Doesn't mean I'm sad. Doesn't mean I'm not completely behind my team. It means sometimes some of the team needs a kick in the ass. It means sometimes I may need a kick in the ass. So, you know, I think that you have to your mindset is king. And I think if you followed a lot of successful people, the one thing they would have is the ability to rebound and not show every emotion that they're going through to every person that comes in because they're having a hard time paying rent or because they got in a fight with their girlfriend or whatever it is. You've got to check that shit at the door and be able to continually inspire your team. And at the end of the day, the client doesn't give a shit. Like they got drama going on in their world. So the last thing they want to do is pay you to come in to hear about your drama. You know, so like if my dentist started telling me about all the sad things going on, and I'm not coming back. Like, I don't want to hear it. You know, I have enough of that stuff going on. Honestly, I'd rather just check out at that point. So I think for me, headspace, mindset, true leaders have a vision and people follow them because they're a leader, not because they give them an extra free meal at Chili's if they actually, you know, smile throughout the day. So that's kind of my take on it.
I think, yeah, like overall making sure that your vision is very clear to your team as well, because maybe you have a vision, but you're not very good at sharing it with the team, you know, that's working with you every day.
I think a way to do that daily though, and we do it is the pre and post shifts. You mentioned it a bit, Chelsea, like actually starting your day out as a team and then finishing it too, whether that's just 5 minutes before you leave for lunch or 5 minutes at the end of the night before we're headed off to our families. just to tie it all together, put a ribbon around that day and say, here's what we did great. Here's what we're excited about. Here's what we need to do better. For me anyway, it just felt good to like wrap that up or talk as a team rather than carry that with me out the door or in the door.
Well, it begs a question too. If you say, okay, let's use chiropractic for an example. So if I say, hey, for every person that converts to care today, you know, if this is their bonus structure, say you get $100 just for easy terms. So every person that gets $100. So then one day I come and be like, shoot, we're a little down. We really need to drive this. So if it's me saying, okay, you know what? Hey, it's special this week. You get the 100 plus I'm going to give you $50 extra. If that's what they need to do what they're supposed to do anyway, then I have the wrong person there.
Yeah.
It's really $50 extra or $1.50 more an hour or $40,000 more a year, whatever it is. If that's what it takes to inspire them, I need to check their motivation of what's going on. Now, if I don't pay them shit and treat them like shit, then yes, you may need to buy their love temporarily or to try to keep them. But if you give them a great place, you hold them accountable to high level, you already bonus them at a certain level, I don't think an extra little 15, 20% should make the difference. And if it does, then I need to say, great, are you not going to sell shit next week? Because I'm getting the extra 50. So to me, it just puts it in a difficult situation where eventually that's going to be an expected thing. And that can bite you in the ass as an owner or a leader a little bit.
For sure. Okay. So ready for the next question? I feel like we've got that one is pretty good. Okay. So the next question is, how do you keep a strong mindset through ups and downs? So kind of going back to mindset, we talked a little bit about it, but.
Yeah. So yeah, this is basically a continuation of what I just talked about. So you as the leader have a vision. You as a leader have goals. You know where you're going. You make decisions based upon, is this going to get you closer to your vision/goal or further away from your vision/goal? That could include hiring and firing. It could include spending less, new location, whatever it is. And so you need to know that in your vision from point A to point B, so from the valley to the peak or somewhere on the peak, you're going to have challenges that suck, that make you question being in business, that make you double think, did you make the right decision? That make you lose confidence in people. Like, I mean, all that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It just is. And so if when that happens, it buckles you and you're sad and you're crabby and no one wants to work with you and you lose focus of the vision and you're ready to cut your fees and stuff, then you're probably not an entrepreneur because you're in for a really shit ride. But if you know those are coming, and you know those are just opportunities to get better. And it sounds cliche, but challenges are just that. They're opportunities to think, what I'm doing isn't working, or it didn't work in this incident. What can I do? And so I think that the way you look at that allows you to keep your mindset high. Now, there'll also be victories on the way. That doesn't mean you've solved everything. It doesn't mean you've made it. It just means, yeah, this is a reminder that what I'm doing is on bought in, it's working, it's true. I knew that anyway, let's floor it. When you have a challenge, no different. I knew these were coming, I got to respond to this, learn from it, right? Patient wants their money back, customer bad mouths you on social media, like that all happens in the real world. How do you get better from that? How do you respond to it? Fucking learn from it and then continue your journey. So to me, my headspace, I've reached a point in my career where I don't need other people. I don't need outside influence to affect my headspace. I'm strong in that. As a young entrepreneur, I wasn't. And as a young entrepreneur, I think you need to continually build yourself up, keep mentors and coaches that are going to be beneficial, read and put the right shit into your brain, certainly work out. I mean, all these things that are very important, you know, from outside in. But I mean, you'll reach a point where you're so bought into your vision. You just know that it's you continuing to do what you do.
I'm going to go golf on this one. Okay. I had to bring up golf here, but I watched a tournament over the weekend. It's a smaller tournament because it's the start of the year for golf season again, really. There's not really a break, but start of the year. So none of the big dogs are in it. None of the top 10 guys in the world. It's all a lot of young guys. Some have just received their card. They're trying to stay on the tour. If you know that grind, it sounds cool to say I'm a professional golfer, but the grind of actually doing that when you're not one of the best in the world is tough. So it's a lot of young guys that never won a tournament. They maybe place top 10, but if they do, they get exemptions for like the next 2-3 years. They get to play in major tournaments. So it's a big deal to them in this moment. And I watched some of these guys, some of them, I didn't know the names. I was looking them up, but really struggling. The course was tough. The greens were fast. The rough was super thick. And there's 2-3 guys in particular at the top, and ended up going to a playoff for the guys to win it, by the way. It's actually a really good tournament. But watching them hit it in the rough and have to dig out and a bogey here and a birdie back there and just the grind that they had, they were so good at forgetting that last shot, but keeping the end goal in mind of like, I got to win this tournament. If I can win this tournament, it advances my career several years ahead. Just watching them, I know it's a stupid, godforsaken game that I try to play, but it related to life, related to business a bit of how they just literally forgot about that last shot, focused on the next one ahead, and were able to pull out pars and birdies and bogeys and all this and get to the end and win it. But for a reason, it was hitting me in this same topic, watching these guys grind through this last day of a professional golf tournament. I think if we could watch those guys, we could learn something and apply that to some of the businesses. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I think golf's a good example. I mean, I think because, and I'm horrible at this, but I mean, you know, great golfers. And also I would add in like being a baseball pitcher. Like your ability to forget what just happened,
yes,
is everything for going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm horrible. 9 holes later, I'm still like, even if it's a great round, I'm thinking like, God, if hole 2 though wasn't what it was, like then can you imagine how great it'd be, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, if I have a good hole, it's like distant memory. So I hate to lose so much, way more than I love to win. That it's frustrating. It's a weakness that I have. Is that I have a hard time coping with loss, right? And so I get so pissed off. And, you know, I think that that's a good analogy, is that you're going to have bad days. Mm-hmm. And if you focus on those and say, well, think how successful I'd be if it wasn't for that dumb move. Yeah, but you wouldn't be where you are without that dumb move.
Right.
Right. So you wouldn't have learned your lesson. So had Vanessa and I not opened a restaurant, it's not like we'd be way more successful right now. And of course, human nature, we're like, man, what if we started chiropractic a lot earlier than we did? Can you imagine like where we'd be now? Maybe nowhere, because we learned so much through going through the restaurant phase of our life that it set us up for the chiropractic phase of our life. Those two worlds coming together let us build an empire. And yeah. So I think that you have to just realize everything for a fucking reason. And you've got to love that reason. You've got to understand it and love it.
Yeah, I loved what you were saying earlier too, and just like almost visualizing out like the goods and the bads that are going to come, even though you don't know what they are or when they're going to happen, but just like expecting them. And then you're like, okay, this is what I knew was going to come, you know, and just learning something from it. Even if you're like in the moment, like, what the hell can I possibly learn from this? There has to be something, you know, even if it's just how to handle it better next time or something.
One more thing on the one guy, this golf tournament, like, I really got to me this weekend, but the one guy was the first time he ever made, he was the 56 hole leader. So at the end of 3 rounds, he's the leader. He's never done that before. And then he was in the end, the final group on the very last day. And if you know golf, the final group are the two guys that are in the lead. Everyone's watching them. No one else is behind them. They're the final guys. They have their own fate in their hands, essentially. And he'd never even been in that position. So he ended up getting 3rd or 4th in the tournament or something, didn't win it. But they said the experience of him being a leader in a major golf tournament for 3 days, being in the final group, like just how much that's going to do for his psyche and help him grow. And he didn't even win the tournament, but just to get into that experience, like you said, it'll do wonders for his game the rest of the season and not.
Well, there's no question of that. So, I mean, anytime that we, again, golf, so when you have a final that's a nobody that's just played lights out for whatever reason, you've never heard of them, and shit, they're in the final group with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
I mean, Vegas would pour everything they're worth into Rory McIlroy at a time when it was Tiger Woods and stuff, because they've been there. They've done it. They've dealt with the pressure. They know how to handle it, where someone else is going to buckle. And back in the day, playing with Tiger was everything, because mm-hmm. people were so intimidated, and he wouldn't be super friendly. And he wouldn't try to make a young guy feel better. That was his enemy at that, right? And so he wasn't going to make him feel good and say, hey, let's have a good time. He'd stare their ass down and just make them be like, oh, good God, right? And he knew there'd be hundreds of thousands of people with that group and stuff. So you got to be a little bit cutthroat, right? And so when you're in that, and that's why, though, experience is what makes those guys great. Now, eventually, those guys beat Rory. And then they start to have that experience. Then you become Jordan Spieth, right? Then it's Zalatoris and all these guys that are working their way up that you're like, yeah, they had their chance. They shined,
yep.
Right? But a lot of those guys failed miserably, including Rory, before they became who they are. And so it's essential that you, that experience in going through that is great. And you wouldn't tell that golfer like, ah, I guess you should quit, man. You double bogeyed when you never should do that. Here it is. You're not going to be number one. And maybe, you know, so they're like, nah, fuck it. Like next time I know how to handle that. And they do it. So
we're going to change the podcast to Entrepreneurial Golfer.
Maybe I could use that. Yeah. For
podcast, I feel bad. I only know like half the names you're saying. So I'm like,
I thought you played in high school though.
I didn't. No. I did not play golf. I've only played one round of golf ever in my life.
And we're about the same talent level. So at least you have that going for you. So, I will say one other thing that I wanted to bring up is that also sometimes, like, I mean, this is for everyone listening that started something that's not working. Sometimes the decision you have to make is to move on from that. It's not always pour all in. Some people started something and it doesn't work. The market is speaking, right? So Netflix couldn't have dug their heels in and be like, no, people are really going to want movie discs. Like, we've got to stick with movie discs. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they'd be Blockbuster, essentially, right? They'd go away. They just evolved what they did. Now, sometimes it means changing fields completely. For me, it was going out of restaurant, go back to school, open up a chiropractic office, completely different fields, both customer service, both made sense. It was a beautiful lesson for us to learn early on. So sometimes don't be scared to make big moves if the market is speaking, if you're not enjoying it, if it's not what you thought, if you're not making any money after, you know, years and years of doing it. It may be time to do something a little different. I don't think that's bad advice either. Is sometimes the answer is to go a different way, right? And you have to listen to yourself on that. And sometimes that's it. Change fields. Change. Because if you weren't good at that, that's not for you. Then move on to the different thing. So sometimes.
Yeah. Don't be stubborn and just keep doing it if you're not happy and it's not working.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. I think that's probably the allotted time. Yeah, that's both questions.
Yep, it's both questions this time.
And a little advice from Snoop Dogg. So we appreciate it. Thanks to all you new listeners. Welcome on board. We hope that some of the stuff we've covered today resonates with you. And we cover the stuff on a weekly, biweekly, occasionally 2 or 3 a month basis to make sure that we're passing on some business advice from companies that are doing it and making some money and enjoying the process. And hopefully that resonates with you and your business. So if you like it, please share it. Please follow us and let us know if there's any questions you want answered. We're happy to cover those as well. So closing thoughts on anything we talked about. Brandon.
I'm going to continue to dwell on that golf game to remember, hey, it's okay to forget the last shot, forget the last thing that maybe didn't go as planned. On to the next thing. Keep the bigger picture in mind. I got to win the tournament. To put all those analogies into play, that's okay. To have a short memory in business and in life, it'll get you a bit farther, I think, than you think.
Yep. Chels.
I'm going to go with the thought I kind of had earlier of just learning something from every good and every bad experience, whether it's, you know, a challenge or a victory. Take something away from it.
And I'm going to wrap the call up with the same thought we opened it with, which is Snoop Dogg's message of, you know what, give credit to yourself. When you are the one that's busted ass and you've done everything you needed to do to achieve what you have, don't be hesitant to thank yourself and to say, thanks to me, thanks to who has helped me, but thanks to me. And I think not enough people do that. So thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Peace out.
See ya.